do see people that are searching and looking for information, you can tell by talking to them often very quickly that they, you know, are just at the beginning, or they're somebody that's really working hard on it. But, or, you know, just gathering information too if they're new, but really newbies. But, I found that true of all of the things we've gone to,
yeah.
For the most part.
I don't think, and I may be wrong, but I doubt that you have the obesity problem there that we do here, Char.
Oh, give me a break.
No, I'm serious. No, I'm
no,
really...
I can't imagine that we don't, because we're in a cool climate. If we were in California, yes. And I don't even know that Washington doesn't stack up better than us, although they don't have, I don't think they have near the coverage that we do. They said that Oregon and Vermont were the two that were leading the run on the GMO.
Oh, that may be.
And
yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. Opposite sides of the country, and both in the north. But we are very, I mean, we've got a very strong movement for it, but percentage-wise, I don't know where we fit in. I guess all I remember is Houston being the fattest city in the United States, but
I think
has arrived.
Southern, and their southern food and everything's fried.
Yeah. I think West Virginia was the fattest state, though. And
oh,
Mary said,
okay.
Oh, good, at least they're first in something. I said, are you out of your mind? He's from West Virginia. One thing, there was one, the woman had a slide on that I didn't even write down, but something about the problem with our food started before Monsanto, which was interesting. So, yeah, I don't want to.
Well, I sure don't remember them back in the. I don't remember them back in the 60s. I don't remember. With the food problem. The awareness, because people were just becoming more and more accustomed to packaged stuff.
Oh, sure.
I think the big thing
happened when they took the fat out of food and replaced it with sugar, obviously. When that whole craze started that now we can have cookies because the fat's reduced or eliminated almost. And so all these wonderful tasting to many people, cookies started, and then they took the sugar out of sodas, and that started. So, you know, that was all, I think, back then. And I think that was a big part of where we are today. Interestingly, on something, I was watching a doc yesterday, I think last night, I think that's where I saw it. Parents who are, extraordinarily strict and, what was the word, not besides strict, authoritarian, have a higher chance of having obese children. And they immediately said, well, sure, if the kid needs something to make him feel better, and what's available is food. I mean, they're attributed, it's not a cause and effect thing, they said several times, but the likelihood is there is a relationship there, interestingly.
Well,
parents who are non-communicative with positive feelings.
Okay. I don't think that we were so horribly strict. We just didn't have it in the house, and they didn't eat it at home. I mean, there was never much of anything said on what they ate away from home.
Yeah.
And they did do school lunches at least part of the time, not always. I packed a lot of lunches. But my kids just didn't have it at home. We didn't have pop on hand. Except for when you were sick, it was a 7-Up. And a little bit in the summertime, they'd have maybe a couple, 2-3 floats during the whole summer. And if we had people come in, that would be the treat. You know, we'd have a big bottle of, you know, maybe not the Pepsi, but the off-brands of the Coke, the Colas, you know, those kinds of things. But you know, once I switched to whole wheat, I mean, there was never any more comments. I said, we're not going to have the other stuff in the house. I'm going to make my own bread, and that's it. They didn't like the bread. In fact, Vance, I remember him asking if he could take his own cereal to somebody's house, because what they ate, he didn't stay full, and he was hungry before everybody else was going to eat, or else they were eating a bunch of stuff that he didn't like. I mean, he was young. It was just when he was first, you know, spending nights with people. He says, Mom, should I take my own cereal? I says, well, it's really kind of rude that you have to go with your own box of food. But I said, I don't care if you want to do it, you know. But this was the kids imposing it.
Yeah.
You know, understanding and realizing the difference in how they felt, because we were into a, you know, more wholesome breakfast. And the cereals we had didn't have any sugar on them.
Right.
They weren't
well, that's
coated.
A and that's you know, still a big problem I recently heard. One of the things they said was, you know, to test if you're inducing obesity in your child, open your pantry, which I thought was really good. And, you know, as I said many times, if it's not in the house, nobody's going to go out and buy it for the instant reward of a craving. So, you know, check your pantry and see what's in there, guys.
Well, you know, when you were talking on the gardening one, just as a FYI, I know you watch the doctors a lot, but on OPB, there are some incredible programs, especially if you're on the, you've got cable or some extra channels, that they don't come in good on our local OPB channel because they've got more kid stuff than they do adult stuff on it, I've noticed, but they, like cartoons and Sesame Street, those kinds of things. But anyway, there's one program that's called, it used to be called the, Grow a Greener World. And now it's called Critter Control the Natural Way, or Natural Way or something. Natural is the second, it's colon, and then that. And that program, I mean, I can't even record it and see the beginning and the end without picking up something. I mean, within 1 or 2 minutes, something that applies to the garden or the ground or the way we're doing it, or, I mean, it's just loaded in. 27 minutes long.
That's public television?
Public television. And it's, the other one is, P. Allen's Victory Garden.
The
Victory Garden one is probably more common, but the, one that's going under Critter Control right now is every morning at 6:30 in the morning, Monday through Friday. It's on. And it's the same guy that's, you know, that's heading it up. But, and they always give recipes on there also. They always go into the kitchen from the garden. And it's, I mean, it's not that they're vegan, but they are definitely heavy on the garden.
Uh-huh.
And, I just eat that stuff up. I love seeing it and hearing it. And I told Denny, I said, even if I never watch any of them, the tips I get when they run the opening and the background one, I have applied in the kitchen to shorten my time. Little things. I look at them, I go, I don't do it that way. The way that they're cutting something and the way that they're, you know, just putting something together. Watching these guys that have spent their whole life either as a chef or just, you know, what they've learned, I said, Denny, this is unbelievable, the things that I'm picking up. I try to spend like 3 minutes at the beginning when I'm setting it up and maybe 2 minutes at the end, taking it down when I transfer it to a DVD from the DVR. The DVR is the machine that's recording it. So I've got it for later use, and then I transfer it right onto a CD, a DVD. And I can get 12 programs on one DVD.
Wow.
You know, so it's costing me, you know, less than $1 to do the recording, and then it's at my convenience when I want to watch
sure.
it. Because they're all there. And if I see something or hear something about it, then I write that on there. Now, it's not just on that subject of gardening. I mean, I've probably got, I've got at least 50 DVDs going at one time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But it's my exercise also. I mean, I'm pounding the steps every 24 minutes as I run down to change it.
Mm.
The programs are actually 27 minutes long, so more details than you care to know, and sorry for the interruption.
We are at the bottom of the hour. I want to go walking with Marty because he has a dentist appointment, so if I don't go now, we may not get there today, but hopefully somebody
You got better weather, Nancy? Better weather?
Oh, it's supposed to rain. That's why we want to do it now, and he has to leave for his dentist anyway. Yesterday was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. In the 60s, but it was gorgeous. It's supposed to warm up by the weekend, but it's supposed to rain this morning, so we want to get out in our window when we can.
Go for it.
Have a good day, everybody. Thanks.
Since I wish him well at the dentist, I have to go too, so.
Well, we're going too.
Jeannie has left the conference.
Have a good one, everybody. Thanks for participating and supporting these calls.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.